This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times Daily Briefing for Saturday the 13th of April. Several people are feared to have died in a multiple stabbing at a shopping centre in Sydney. Local media reported four people had been killed and more had been injured by a man attacking people with a knife at the Westfield Bondi Junction. In a statement, New South Wales Police said it had commenced a critical incident at around 4 p.m. local time following the shooting of a man. Leah Harris is a reporter for ABC News in Sydney.
Witnesses have told us that they saw a man running through the shopping centre with a large knife, stabbing people at random. It was then that a police officer responded and shot that man dead. There were people sheltering in shops, people running for their lives. It is one of the largest shopping centres in the country, and it's a Saturday afternoon. There were hundreds and hundreds of people here, so it is a chaotic scene here.
And one Australian news website is reporting that a nine-month-old baby was among those who were stabbed. The Shadow Local Government Minister Jim McMahon has denied Angela Rayner was holding herself to a double standard. The Conservative Party has criticised Sir Keir Starmer for backing his deputy after Greater Manchester Police opened an investigation into claims she broke electoral law by failing to disclose her main residence. Rayner, however, called for Boris Johnson to resign as Prime Minister after the Metropolitan Police launched an investigation into alleged breaches of lockdown rules. Speaking to Times Radio, Mr McMahon said the two cases were incomparable.
The fact that Boris Johnson rocked up to Parliament to mislead Parliament on the matter meant that this became a much bigger issue rather than him holding his hands up and conceding it. There isn't any conceding that there's an issue here, but we understand that the police, who are operationally independent, will want to do their diligence on this. We welcome that investigation. We look forward to drawing a line under it. And that is the difference.
The United States is moving additional assets to the Middle East as Israel remains braced for an attack from Iran. President Biden said he expected Iran to make its move sooner rather than later and warned Tehran not to proceed. Asked by reporters about his message to Iran, Biden's response was a simple one.
Don't.
The British Horse Racing Authority is being asked to investigate the deaths of two horses on the second day of the Grand National Festival. Jovinko and Pico were euthanised after falling at fences in two separate races on Friday. After four equine fatalities at last year's meeting, a number of changes have been made to the big race itself, including a limited field of 34. The Grand National winning jockey Rachel Blackmore welcomes the changes, but insists the test is the toughness.
They're trying to alleviate risk. You know, it can't ever be eliminated. If you look at the percentages of horses that die in racing, they're so minuscule. And that's just an unfortunate part of what we do.
There's more on all of these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Crosswires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Ramesh Ranganathan and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.